That does it. My brain is stuffed at capacity. Oh, it's filled to the brim. If I study for one more minute, I might go completely insane. Oh, here's that book I borrowed last night. I put a couple of notes in the margin. Sorry. I do that with all my books, and I guess I wasn't thinking. But they're in pencil, so you can probably erase them. If that doesn't work, I'll totally buy you a new copy. But it's not too bad, see? Anyway, thanks for coming over. I really needed the help. I thought neuropharmacology was tough in undergrad, but grad school, yikes. I was kind of feeling like I was in over my head. But you make it all look so easy. No, don't be modest. I'm totally serious. Oh, shut up. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. Be real. You are really talented with this stuff, and I... I don't know. Sometimes it feels like I'm not cut out for this program. Like, I see you and everybody else in our cohort being all brilliant, and I can never quite keep up, you know? And those guys, our classmates, they're nice and everything, but I don't know. I can tell it feels like they look down on me, just a little bit. Like, I don't think they mean to. And if you ask them, they would probably say that I'm smart and insightful and all that, but, like, they never want to hear what I think, you know? They never, when they're struggling with some new theory or whatever, I'm never the person they turn to. That's all. And, like, that's okay, I guess. I don't have to be the smartest girl in school. But, I mean, it just feels like they don't have any faith in me and in my abilities. Like, they're just putting up with me until I disappear. Every PhD cohort has that one student who just can't hack it and washes out by year three, you know? And I guess it feels like everybody's already decided who it's going to be. And I could deal with that feeling if it was just, like, one or two assholes putting me down from the back of the classroom. But, I don't know. It's really hard when you're getting that feeling from everyone. Everyone except you. Oh, yeah. Shit, I'm really sorry. You didn't sign up for serious time. I get carried away. Sorry, I was just... What I was trying to say is that I really appreciate having you around, and I'm really glad I got a chance to pick your brain a bit. Wow, you're right. How did it get so late? I guess I needed a lot of help. Oh, well, tomorrow's Saturday, right? Not such a big deal if we're up past our bedtimes. She's expecting you back. That's too bad. I was kind of hoping that... No, wait. Don't leave just yet. Please, I mean... You did me such a huge favor, so it's only fair if, I mean, why don't you, can I make you a drink? No booze included. I know you are a responsible drinker, but I'm a really good hand at, like, hot chocolatey drinks, and I've got one or two specialties I could whip up for you. I really want to. You've been really kind to me. Tonight and ever since I met you. I want to do something nice for you. Even if it's something tiny. Would that be okay? Please? Please, just one drink. 15 minutes. It's silly. I know. But it'll help you sleep, and it would make me really happy. Oh, yes. Yes. Good. Cool. Okay. Awesome. So why don't you go take a seat on the couch over there, and I'll be right back with something really special. Here you go. Made with love. Oh, it's mostly hot chocolate. You know, from the little packets. Not the finest ingredients there, but there's some cream, some coconut milk, just a pinch of coffee and mint, and some special herbs and spices. No, I'm not gonna tell you. What kind of chef reveals her secret recipe? Right? You just trust me. Give it a sip and tell me you don't like it. Just drink it. It's good, right? I've been working on it for a while. Took me forever to get the formula just right. You drink that. Sit back and relax a bit. You know, we talk about school and chemistry and all that stuff all the time, but we never really talk about, like, our lives, do we? Like, you know a little about me, probably too much after that motor mouth thing I did earlier. And I know some stuff about you. But since we're going to be seeing a lot of each other over the next few years, shouldn't we maybe learn to just, like, chat a bit? Like, I know you're engaged, right? To, what's her name again? Yeah, right. I like that name. I remember meeting her at that orientation party last year. She's good, isn't she? Smart and pretty and nice and a catch, I guess. Yeah, I guess you are lucky. She's really something. But, I mean, okay, listen. I know that you've known her for a long time, and I've absolutely no right to ask something like this, but are you happy? Are you, like, really happy? No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just... Shit, this isn't going like I just meant that you're really special, and you deserve to be special, and it just doesn't seem like she makes you feel special. And she's great. I know she's great, and she deserves to be happy, too. But it sometimes feels like you two don't... No, please, you can't leave. You have to. No, listen to me. You really need to sit down right now. You don't understand. I'm sorry if I offended you, but you need to listen to me. If you don't sit down right now, you're going to... Oh. You're feeling lightheaded. Yeah, you should sit down. Just come back over here to the couch and sit down. There. That's better. Lean back for a little bit and just relax, okay? Yeah, I know. I know you can't move. I know. No. Shh. Shh. Calm down. I know this is scary, but just shh. Calm down. I promise it's going to be okay. I promise. Just calm down. Let your body relax and let me explain. Please, let me explain. I drugged you. That sounds really bad, but that's what I did, and oh my God, fuck, you must be so scared. And I never wanted to make you scared. And oh my God, I'm such a fucking monster. But I couldn't think of any other way. I had to. Just listen, okay? I lied to you tonight. And that makes me totally unworthy of you. I get that, but it was the last time, okay? I'm never, ever going to lie to you again. Never. That's a promise. I know you're scared. And I know you're probably angry, but it's going to be okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you exactly what's happening to you, and I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen, and then you'll understand. Okay, did I ever tell you about how I finished my undergrad? No? Well, I traveled around studying traditional medicines, and some of the places I visited have a very long history with narcotic substances. There are places where every family has a great-great uncle who was an honest-to-God witch doctor, and over all those generations, they came up with some really powerful stuff. Impotence potions, of course. Every culture has its aphrodisiacs. But also some other concoctions. Like, if you use the right combination of roots and berries, you can turn off parts of somebody's brain. Temporarily. Add a little bit of sap and bark, and you can make other parts of the brain open up. Make a person more suggestible. Make their true self come out. And there are some other compounds that cause a sort of trance. A waking dream where everything is beautiful and fear can never touch you. Put it all together and you get my secret recipe. Right now I've turned off the parts of your brain that let you move of your own will. But I've opened up the parts of your brain that take suggestions. So you can still move if I tell you to. Just hang in there. In a few minutes, the fear will be gone too. Until then, just listen. I need to tell you why. I love you. That's all. I love you so, so much. I didn't realize it until a month or two ago, but I love you. I love you more than I've loved anything in my entire life. My friends, my family, my career. After I met you, I started to realize that it was all just bullshit. I don't know if this will make sense to you, but I've never really connected with anyone, or anything, ever. I've never had friends, I've never had hobbies, nothing, and I used to feel so bad about it. Like, how could everyone else be so happy? How could they get so much emotion out of each other, out of the things they did? I never understood. Everything was just gray to me. Nothing had any color, any flavor. I learned to fake it, to smile and laugh and make friends and sleep with boys, but faking it was all I could ever do. And thought that's how it would always be. But then I met you, and I figured it out. It all started making sense. It's simple. None of that stuff matters. None of that stuff means anything. Not unless I have you next to me. You're the brightest star in the sky, and I just need to capture some of that light. Does that make sense? I love you. I love you. And I think you love me too. I know. I know that sounds crazy. You're engaged, right? You're engaged to a beautiful, brilliant woman. How could you be in love with the nervous, dull, awkward girl from your graduate seminar? I get it, I do. But I see how you look at me. I've noticed how you linger in the halls after class so I can catch up with you. Oh, you always notice when I get a haircut or wear a new outfit. How you drop by the library even when you have nothing to do there. Just because you know that I'll be there, stressing out and needing a friend. That's just not what people do. Not normal people. Not people who aren't in love. You're in love with me. I know you are. But you haven't realized it yet. Because of her. And she is great. She's so great. She really is. She's a good person, truly, and she doesn't deserve what's about to happen. But but, like, don't I deserve to be happy? Don't I deserve to be in love? To be loved by somebody like you. I try so hard I try so fucking hard all the time. I want to be okay. I want to be warm and happy and loved, and you make me feel that way. You're the only person who makes me feel that way. And this feeling, it's real. It has to be real. It's the only thing that's real. So here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to touch you, and because of the things I put in your drink, because of the little windows I opened in your mind, everything I say and do is going to sink in very deeply. And those little happy places in your brain where your fiancé lives, I'm going to fill them up with me instead, so we can be happy. And the changes I'm going to make, they'll only really stick if I can give your brain a big jolt of serotonin. Like, from an orgasm. So I'm gonna make love to you. And after you finish, it'll all be over. I'll be in your head forever. We'll be together. So remember how I said you can move if I tell you to? I want you to move now. I want you to kiss me. Kiss me. I've waited so long for that. It's even better than I imagined. Oh my god. I can't believe this is happening. Please, kiss me again. Kiss me hard. This is incredible. Hold on. Let me take my shirt off. I feel really bashful now. I'm. Isn't that weird? Since I'm the one in control, you think, but no. No, you are in control of me. You've been in control of me ever since we met. I just want to show you. When this is over, I'll do anything for you. I'll do whatever you tell me to. But for now, please touch my breasts. Squeeze them. Take them in your mouth. Suck on them. Play with my nipples with your tongue and bite just a little. Just like I've always imagined. Gather. Do you know how many times I've touched my breasts like this? Ground
them and grope them and squeeze them and push them together, thinking of you touching them, thinking of you sucking them. Oh, it feels so much better. All that I could have ever imagined.
Look at your pants. You're getting hard. You're getting hard for me. I knew you would. I knew it. I think it's time for me to make you feel good. And once I do it the first time, we can do it for the rest of our lives. Forever. Now, come on. Lift your hips for me. Let me get your pants off. And I'll take off my bra. So you don't even have to move it aside. You can see me and... Well, I know they're not as large as hers, but... Still a good size, right? Now that your pants are off, it's time for your underwear. I want you to strip completely for me. Oh. Oh my god. It's perfect. It's even better than I imagined. So thick and hard, and your skin is so soft. Does it feel good when I run my fingers over it gently? When I trace all the way up to the head? And all the way down to the base? What if I wrap my hand around it and just squeeze? Just squeeze it softly and stroke up. And down, up, and down. Yeah. Yes. Look me in the eyes while I touch you. While I stroke you. So, so slowly. I want you to look at me and I want you to think about me. I want you to think about me and be just... happy. Let me fill up your mind. Just me, only me. Yeah, you like that. I can tell. You're twitching in my hand. I'd better slow down before you get too excited. You see, I want to taste you. I want to taste your cock. It sounds rude to call it that. Dirty. But I want to be dirty with you. Only with you. You make me want to do things I've never... I don't know. I've never given a blowjob before, but just for a minute. You It tastes so good. So good. So sweet. So real. Like a home-cooked meal after a long trip abroad. I don't know what I'm saying. I can't explain it. Now listen to me. Look me in the eyes while I take you into my mouth. It feels good, doesn't it? To feel me lick from the base of your cock all the way to the head. To see me savor you. To see me suck up your delicious pre-cum. I want you to feel this. To really, really feel it. To feel it deep inside your mind. I want you to take this pleasure and bury it deep, deep inside you. I want you to think of the last time your fiancé sucked your cock. I want you to picture her looking up at you as she takes your cock deep, deep into her mouth. Can you see her? Can you see her changing? Can you see her eyes slowly becoming my eyes? Her lips shifting into my lips as they run up and down your cup. The smell of her hair. Picture her smell. It's my smell now. Run your hands through her hair. Really feel those soft blonde locks. Watch as her hair grows longer. And brighter and darker and bluer. Every time your fingers pass through it, turn her hair into my hair. Turn her into me. Only me. Only me. Only me. Only me. Only me. Only me. That's it, baby. Let her go. Let me in. Let her go. Let her go. Let me in. Let me in. Let her go. Let me in. I could do this all night, but I can tell you're getting close. I really want you to finish inside of me. Let me just get my pants off. There. Look. Look at what you made me. Kissing you, tasting you. I feel like I'm on fire. My pussy is on fire. I want to give it to you.
I want you to take me. Will you? Will you please kiss it for me? Here, just let me stand over you. Lay still. Just relax. Here, I'll put it right in your face. I'll even move my panties out of the way. See how wet it is? You did that. Nobody else has ever made me feel like this. Can you feel how hot it is? Can you hear how moist I am for you when I put my fingers down there? I want you to kiss it. I want you to feel that heat on your face. Please, please kiss it. So good. Yeah, let's just use your tongue. Oh, slowly up and down and yes, it's perfect. Now, suck on my clit. Suck harder. Oh my god, oh shit. Taste me. Taste my pussy and let me into your mind. Let me consume you. Let me into every last corner of you. Feel my warmth seep into your head, into the deepest corners of your mind. Oh, fuck. You're making me feel so good, baby. Doesn't it feel good? Making me feel good. Fuck. Yes. I know it does. Open your mind, baby. Let my pleasure in. Feel it with me. Take my pleasure deep into your mind. Let it override the little voice telling you no. Let me override her. Let me replace her. Focus on me, just me. But I want to finish with you. I want to really, really feel the moment that will change our lives forever. Here, kiss me again. Kiss me while I straddle you. No. Listen, okay? Look into my eyes. I know you didn't get much say in all of this. I know that you started off really scared, and maybe you're still a little scared. But before we do this, before we intertwine forever, I want to give you a choice, okay? In a second, I'm going to tell you to speak, but I'm not going to tell you what to say. That's up to you. And if you want this as much as I do, if you want to be with me forever, just say, I love you. But if I was wrong this whole time, if I've just been abusing you all night and you never want to see me again, tell me to stop. I promise I'll stop. I'll pull your clothes back up. I'll keep you safe until the drugs wear off, and you can do whatever you want with me.
Call the police if you want. I don't care. I deserve it. Just, I want you to be in control. I want this to be your choice. It won't mean anything if it isn't your choice. So, please, speak. I love you too. Oh fuck, I love you so much. No. I'm so glad. No. Fuck me. Please. Fuck me.
Almost there.
ready for this to be forever. Are you ready? Tell me you love me. Tell me you love me and come in me. Come inside me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come. Ah, oh, come. Ah, oh, come. Ah. It was even better than I pictured. And I've been picturing it a lot. I can't even tell you how happy I am. Like, I'm actually happy. For the first time ever. And now we can be happy forever. Just you and me together. Listen, I'm so sorry about all this. I feel so evil, so inhuman. I can't believe what I've done. Taking away your agency like that, it wasn't right. I know that, I do. I don't know. I had to, baby. You can see that, can't you? I had to. It was the only way. I had to make you understand somehow. Even if it made me into a monster. But I promise I'll never do anything like that again. I promise. I'll never mess with your brain. And I'll never leave you no choice, okay? Never again. Never. And it'll be fine. Because you've already made the only choice that matters. You chose me. You chose me. And I will spend the rest of my life proving that it was the right choice. Oh. I guess we'll have to tell your fiancé something, right? God. Fuck. I didn't even think about this part. Oh, that poor girl. She doesn't deserve this, but she does deserve an explanation, I think. Should you do it? Or would it be better if I did it? God, I've forgotten her name again. Oh, you don't remember either? That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard. The drug should wear off soon. Until then, I think I'll just lie here on top of you. Now, get some rest. Tomorrow, our lives finally begin.